This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
That's a great song. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We already played that once today? Is that the second day? We play another weekend song or something?
Yeah, it was. I forgot the other weekend song, but no, it was not Blinding Lights. It was another one.
Yeah. Oh. I just feel like, boy, I can't get enough of the weekend. In general, I mean, the weekend.
For real.
Who doesn't want that? You know, especially when you have AC at your house now.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It looks like it's going to be a really nice day. It's saying high of 75 here, which is just like the perfect day. I'm in. I completely love it. I hope it's that way wherever you are, too, including you, of course, to Jesus. Even though you have AC, it would be really nice for you to just have
a cool day.
Just a lovely day. Right. Never need to turn that on. Fantastic. All right, Vincent, what are our listeners up to?
So I should begin real quick by saying, I don't know why I had such an easy time finding this documentary I recommended, but clearly it's a bigger problem than I was even aware. This Epics channel, this...
Yeah.
So never mind. You know what? I take it back. I'm not trying to sell you on buying anything. I didn't realize that there might be some membership thing involved. I hit play. So yeah. For me,
well,
it was super easy. I don't know why we would be.
Who doesn't want another 100 channels?
I don't. I
mean,
I never get to
God,
watch
the
TV.
Choices. I get so sick of the only having 1,000 choices.
My
Give
homework
me more.
This weekend was to finish the darn Parent Trap, and I did it up against the clock last night. I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night because I was watching it that
You're
late.
You're kidding me!
I can't get the TV in my house. It's being used. Most times.
So admit it, you were sucked in. You loved it.
The Parent Trap?
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a fine
movie.
You
had to see how it turned out.
I needed to know that everything was okay. Yes.
Let me ask you this. Is that last scene a dream or what? Because they're dreaming.
No.
Okay. You're saying
no,
that really?
That's
you're saying that's what happened?
Yes, that's
they
what happened.
They just, they make it look like it's a dream. It's a dream.
No, I understand, but then it came true. Sometimes dreams come true. You've never dreamed for something and then it came true?
Yeah, well, look, but the thing is, though, it happened in the dream first, right? And so, but they didn't break out of the dream. They weren't like end of dream into reality. That's
no, they end up, look, it's the movie was done in 1961. But I want to issue a spoiler alert for the original Parent Trap. I believe they end up back together. That's what it leaves me with. And that's what I was
Maybe
glad
it just
for.
It leaves you guessing. Was that just a dream?
I will say this about The Parent Trap, though. There was a point when I looked it up, like, how long is this movie?
It's so long.
It's a two-hour movie, everybody. I thought that movies didn't start doing that until the 80s or 90s, but it's long.
Yeah, like
Very
full
long.
On, all the way across the sky, long-ass movie. Like, they could have cut a couple numbers out of that, but
so,
I'm glad they didn't.
Scratch the recommendation on Laurel Canyon. I'm not trying to sell you on any kind of thing. I did think it was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't know, for example, were you a fan of the Mamas and Papas?
Yeah, I like the Mamas and Papas.
Okay, well, they were a big part of it. To me, all I know is John Phillips. I'd heard about the way that dude slept
Banged
with his own
daughter.
And I'm like, he's despicable. I don't, and I never really listened to them.
My what mom loves them, so I've heard more than my share of the Mamas and the Papas.
What I found out was that Mama Cass, or Cass Elliott, I think her name was, everybody loved her. she was like everybody's best friend and everyone hung at her house. And I was really like sort of thought, oh, you know, it's terrible that that's the way she was treated or sort of put out there in the media as an overweight lady who died choking on a ham sandwich or whatever it was. And it turns out that wasn't even the case.
Right. That is the what they say about it, though.
I know. That's what
I actually couldn't tell you how she died.
She died
but
of
I
a
know
heart
that that's
attack.
A... Oh, okay. Well.
So... Oh, sorry. But also out of that documentary, what I found out was the Eagles were part of that. They came
out
of that.
That whole little enclave.
That whole little thing, the Eagles came out of that.
Well, and you found out about Joni Mitchell. Like, I'm so happy that now you have some historical context for her.
Right. So this goes back to, I always found her to be just this high-pitched sort of... I even like the remakes of her songs more than her originals.
Well, people love those.
Right. But people loved her. She was the like sort of queen bee of that Laurel Canyon area. They all sort of huddled around her as the biggest artist that they knew, you know?
Play Vinny singing the Joni Mitchell song.
No, don't play.
Oh, is that what you're whispering for?
Yes, that's what I'm whispering.
No,
you have to know that I'm listening through a phone connection, so it's hard for me to hear whispers.
Let me move on to the text.
No, no,
quickly,
let's play the
800-400-3697. Here's a few of those.
Thank you.
Love you guys. By the way,
from the top.
Wee wah California.
Poor Joni Mitchell.
It really missed its moment, but okay.
It didn't.
Listening to Aretha singing Let It Be gave me full body chills. Love it. Thank you, S&Bs. V's? Is there no more Looking Glass, or is it my system? Just so I know.
It's your system.
It's no, don't say that. There's no Looking Glass while we're working from home. But occasionally, Bryn does take a chunk of this Zoom meeting that we're on every day so we can see each other, and he'll put it on the Alice973 Instagram. So follow that.
408 says, I got off social media because of the darkness it has become. It's also a major time suck that I became addicted to. It just stopped being fun.
I feel you. That's it. There is some... I just don't like... stewing about what other people have said. And I think that I think that it's fun. It can be really fun, but you can get sucked right into it. God knows I did.
I'm trying. Have you quit? Are you off?
No, I haven't quit. No, I'm not off. But
you're not posting like you were.
No. For a while there, I was like, really? But you know what? I was so bored. We've just gotten into isolation. I was just like, oh, well, this is fun every day talking to people. And then when Black Lives Matter happened, there were a couple things that were said that just like they really kind of sucked the wind out of me. Like there were just a couple things that I found so disturbing and so hateful and hurtful that I just went, you know what? I'm going to put this down more.
You didn't post anything over the weekend, did you?
No, I posted something to a story. I want to say on Friday I posted something. I have a couple Instagrams too, so I post on various places. I didn't tag anybody, so maybe it didn't show up in your feed because I didn't tag you.
Oh, Vinny.
Yeah.
I think that Epics can come with some premium packages. So most likely, you know, you have the premium Xfinity package. It's Epics can be involved, included.
Oh, so you have it through your Xfinity.
Maybe. I really don't think we've done anything special to have it, but I could be wrong. And again, though, I don't want to recommend something that would lead you to believe I'm selling you on memberships to something.
No, we got that. And, you know, we talk about Netflix stuff. You need a membership for that. People have memberships to these things. Don't worry about it.
All right.
If they can't get it, they can't get it. And if they want it, they can. Radio advertising works. Epic.
Seriously, why aren't we talking about this? We waited on Thursday evening and no side piece. No, the side piece is done, everyone. So I just should make the announcement as I've seen some people write in. And I can't tell you how much your support has meant to me, but it has taken truly, and I've said this from the beginning, 6 people to get this 1 hour of radio done, and it's just too much work for something that really needs me to walk in, do an hour, and leave.
Right.
Like, that's the way that's supposed to go. So you won't hear that again, and that's just because it's not some, while we're working from home, it's not working.
It was a lovely special.
It was fun. I loved it. And I appreciate those of you who supported it. Thank you so much. If Sammy can't drive 55, how can he quarantine? Yeah, I don't know. I just know that it's clear Sammy's one of the guys who needs to get out of the house and go play shows.
He hasn't, though, to his credit. He's doing his lockdown series. He does. I mean, but you can tell he's bored, too, because he's on Instagram more than he's ever been. Like, he's doing cocktail. Hey, we're live at Sammy's house, and I'm going to make drinks and drink them in front of you.
I mean, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that an ad for his liquor, though?
Well, didn't he sell his tequila company?
I'm sure he's
because he was making margaritas. Yeah, I don't know what his deal. Yeah, look, I mean, you know, there's a guy with his fingers and everything. Isn't every video he makes an advertisement for the guitar he's playing?
Bryn sounds like
hell. He sold a
steak. What the? Are you okay, Bryn? What's going on?
You sound like hell?
I sound like hell.
Yeah, they say Bryn sounds like hell. What the?
Do I sound like hell?
Hard
Nicole,
weekend?
Does it sound like hell?
No, not to me.
Oh.
Yeah, he sounds fine. I hear an echo.
So they're not commenting on their...
this morning was a rough start.
I don't know. I think it sounded okay.
You know, between the unit and the connection and then...
I know he has spent the whole morning online with tech support at the place where we get our
Comrex
units.
It's actually fun. I'm learning new things, so...
Well, it's funny because there you go. Here's some radio advertisement. If you ever need a Comrex unit, they have great customer support. Like, you've been on with them all morning. You even took the guy's
number.
They're
also pricey.
Well, and so if you need $6,000 worth of equipment to connect you and your friend, say, over the internet, Comrex, everybody. They're great.
I did a story about a Lamborghini, a $300,000 Lamborghini that was wrecked within minutes of leaving the lot.
I think it's 20 minutes.
Yeah. So people wrote in as I was talking about how I've never driven a Lamborghini, but I have driven high-priced sports cars, and they've got really heavy clutches, and so I figured the guy stalled it because of that. And then everyone wrote in and said, they don't have clutches in these things. They're automatic. And so the text is 707. How do you stall an automatic? That's a good point.
It's a good point.
Very good point.
Yeah.
How do you stall an automatic?
How did this happen, Bryn?
I don't know. I don't know if. I haven't driven a brand new Lamborghini.
This is a guy who just never should have gotten a car. Like, this is a guy who clearly has $300,000 too many. Dollars because it was wasted on him. He ruined the car within 20 minutes of driving it because he somehow stalled an automatic. It's crazy. It's just
for the 4th of July, make it a BYOP. That's bring your own picnic. Everyone brings their own food, plates, drinks, and no big cleanup after.
Oh. I guess, you know, we could do that. I feel bad, you know, and just like you could have your party anywhere if you're doing it that way. Maybe I'll cordon off the lawn into, you know, 5 big sections. Here, this is your spot.
Don't come
in my spot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what.
I'll have to get Pat like a little microphone, you know, so he'll be able to, because we're going to have a sing along. I mean, that's the whole point.
Oh, that's the whole point?
Well,
what are you going to do with that studio sitting there calling you guys? I mean...
I know. Tell me about it. Honest to God, like, this is the loneliest GD studio in the whole world. Like, where the drums are dusty. Like, nobody comes and plays them. I know. It is a bad idea because of caution fatigue. Like, I'll get sick of not having... Plus, people are going to have to come in the house to use the bathroom. Maybe I'll get a porta potty out front. People love those.
Hey, Alice fam, the podcasts have not been uploaded for a week. Is something going on? I thought that's
you. Brent? That's for sure you.
That is you. Yeah, we're fine. They're up.
Well,
I think it sounds like we're not on the
Radio
Stitcher.
RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, go to Radio Alice. You can go to radio.com. You can go to regular iTunes, iPods. The Stitcher is the one. It sounds like we're not on Stitcher anymore.
That we've heard about. Yeah, let me check
right
that right now.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Today, I am driving my 10-year-old to summer camp. I could cry. I am so excited.
Oh.
Yikes.
you may cry later if he brings you home a special gift.
Right.
I hope he
yeah.
doesn't, though. You know, I'm sure they're doing everything they can to make it safe.
That's a trip because I never went to summer camp. And then that's how the Parent Trap begins, which is this movie I just watched with my kid. And she's like, oh, summer camp looks awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the sleepaway camps, right? Where you just no parents,
yeah.
nothing. These day camps, though, are how people keep their kids, their school-age kids, busy and safe while they go to work. Like we used to do Stephen Kate's camp, which is everywhere now. Although I have no idea what their summer policy is, and it was great. You could drop your kid off at 7 in the morning and pick them up at 5 at night.
Stitcher is a week behind.
Oh, Stitcher's a week behind.
Yeah, so they're stalled. I'm not sure if it's something wrong with their system or what, but they should get with the program.
Yeah.
646 says, you guys, Jesus, use your brains, please. There's no second surgery to replace Chrissy's boob fat. It's the same damn process as the breast reduction. They took her implants out, and then they removed the extra skin. It's just a basic nip and tuck plastic surgery. 101. Duh.
Well, we don't
know
about
that. How about those cans, huh?
Hey, does that mean that she got her nipple relocated? Because everyone I know who's had a breast reduction has to have their nipple moved.
Yeah, oh. I don't think that that's what she did. When
I don't
she
either.
Took out the implants,
they're
I think
still
that
huge.
They so this person's saying that they nip and tuck the, where is it? They remove the extra skin. I don't think. I think that they put the fat in, but I don't know. That's why we're not, I can't speak with any expertise yeah. on boob surgery. So
of all
I
people,
believe,
though, Vinny, you should know all about this. You're a
I
boob
don't believe
fan.
This is a common sense situation. I think
yeah,
that there's lots
Sorry,
of weirdness
guys.
Going on that I'm not familiar with at all.
Those boobs Sheesh. Look spectacular and unharmed.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, did you catch the segment on 60 Minutes last night about COVID antibody tests?
No.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't see it either. I was.
What are they saying?
The
John's still. Well, John's 2 weeks away from he took that test 2 weeks ago. We still don't know.
510 says, how is a male going to tell a female how females feel about horses or anything? I know
yeah.
Vinny's joking, but still. Vinny is quoting his teacher from eighth grade who is
who
female.
Obviously never rode a horse.
And her name is Mrs. Oliveira. So whether or not you want to believe what I'm telling you she told me, that's up to you. But that's what she told me.
Well, she's just trying to titillate young boys.
And
she's
it works.
One of those teachers who is trying to get boys to like her.
Well, oh, I love this ride.
Can you please push a button, Nicole? Get us out of here. Do it. Hurry. Push it. Oh, my God. I hate not having buttons. It's time.
It. I'll push it now.
Do it.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy day. Happy Monday.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people have Friday off for the 4th of July observed or whatever it is. We are included in that number.
Right.
So I know it's a weird time and kind of a crazy time to take vacation because we can't really go anywhere. But this is going to be a great week, a short
yes.
week. A vacation week before vacation week. I can already feel it.
I'm ready to not Ooh. Report COVID stuff. And I'm also ready to not hear people yell back at me that I'm wrong about COVID. Look,
I
I'm
know.
Just, it's, we were just dealing with whatever the science and whatever the news is saying. And as far as us being the messenger, you don't need to yell at us about it.
Yeah, you know, try
but
to
it's okay.
Just try
we're
going to
gonna take
down.
A break.
We are. But not until next week. Well, starting Friday. So I can tell. Fabulous week. Thanks for being here with us. Remember, Alice is open for business all day long, 24/7. And of course, it's Jane. Later today, she takes over the airwaves, and we'll check you back here tomorrow. Have a marvelous day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.